Affordable housing. The government has prioritized the affordable housing program as a key pillar in the bottom-up economic transformation agenda, BETA, to provide accessible, adequate housing and proper sanitation to Kenyans. Kakamega County Commissioner Meru Mwangi says the dream of many Kenyans of owning a house would be realized soon as the government is set to deliver 200,000 housing units annually, 200 in every constituency. He noted that the affordable housing program has come at a time when the government continued to address housing deficits through policy initiatives such as the National Housing Policy 2016 and the National Slum Upgrading and Prevention Policy of 2016 geared towards progressive realization of the constitutional right to shelter. Speaking in Kakamega during the Public Participation Forum for Affordable Housing Regulations 2024, the county commissioner said provision and accessibility of affordable housing has remained a huge challenge, especially to low-income earners, resulting in the proliferation of slums and informal settlements. Urbanization challenges have resulted in congestion, unaffordable rent, inadequate housing and poor sanitation, while lack of security has characterized the urban population. The dream of home ownership has remained elusive in both the urban and rural areas, he added. With the affordable housing program that has given priority to vulnerable groups, the marginalized, people with disabilities and women, the CC said most of these challenges would be addressed. He said the government also targets to grow the number of mortgages from 30,000 to 1 million with affordable ownership terms that are monthly payments of as low as ₱500. The proposed regulations seek to facilitate full operationalism of the Affordable Housing Act 2024 in the development of affordable housing, institutional housing and associated social and physical infrastructure across the country, he disclosed. The CC called upon Kenyans and residents of Kakamega to register for the houses and start to pay for the deposit of ownership at Boma Yangu in order to qualify for allocation of the units. He noted that in Kakamega, the first phase of construction of 220 housing units would be completed in September, then the first occupants would be ushered in. Residents who participated during the forum welcomed the affordable housing program, asking the government to extend construction of more houses in every town like in Mumias and Butere. Akumua Tindi appreciated President Dr. William Ruto for the idea, assuring other residents that the project would benefit many generations to come and address house deficit while offering decent and affordable units. Let us register and start contributing for the houses. If they will not benefit us, our children will benefit, he added.